we have some guests in this morning. You brought some in for this, so would you like to introduce your guests?
Sure. We are blessed today to have Mr. Bob Barr, who's the leader of the rec center, the Cody Pool, RSVP, and probably some other things I forgot. And we also have Brent Berkland, who's the city engineer, with us here.
Very good. Very good. Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you in.
Thank
you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
General topic. Well, I'll let you lead the way. You've got this written out and ready to roll.
Okay, everybody, let's see if Tanner can actually let me ask all the questions.
Yeah, this is
going to exercise in self-control.
I should probably leave again.
Okay, guys, so let's talk a little history. Bob, first of all, tell us, I gave you a quick version, but tell us what you do for the city and have done and how long you've been doing it.
So I'm the recreation superintendent, and I've been here for 36 years in that position. And you're right, the rec center's the hub of all the recreation activities for the city. So that's the big one. And then we have the Cody Pool, and we have RSVP, we have Carpenter Fields. So we do programming indoors and outdoors and all around the town.
Perfect. And Brent?
Brent Berkland, the city engineer, and I've been with the city for almost 3 years in May. And we've lived in North Platte since 1998. And I've done civil engineering since I graduated from University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
Cool. Well, that's exciting. Okay. Continuing on with our theme of the rec center here. Now, the existing rec center, Bob and Cody Pool, and we'll talk about the skate park, too. We'll include that in these conversations since that's what we're going to enhance over the next few years, all three of those things. How old is the rec center?
So the rec center was opened in 1976. And since that time, in the 80s, the big renovation was a different dome. The original dome that they had on there wasn't an ideal fit as far as having the dehumidification system and the clear panels. And so they replaced that in the 80s. In the 90s was more when we added the water slide, the hot tub sauna. We redid the gym floor. And then 2000s were when we had we added the weight room into the first racquetball court. We added the spin room. We added a child care area, and we added the maintenance area. And so now we're ready for some major renovations and major additions. As far as Cody Pool, the original pool was built in the 50s. In the early 80s, it was redone, and they changed it from just a straight 50-meter pool to a T-shaped pool that we have now. They put a new filter system in the filter house by the alley, and now we're grateful that all that is still good, so that when we go to renovate now with these upcoming projects, we can add what the new features that the people are really looking forward to as far as water slides and lazy river and splash pads and zero depth entry pools. And then the skate park, I believe, was right around 2000 or maybe a little before that. And it started actually with some almost wooden structures that somebody had in their backyard is how we got started in it. And then that has been improved over the years, piece by piece. And so now we'll hopefully get away from the metal structures and make it more of a cement skate park that'll last for a long time to come.
One component, Bob, also we looked at with Cody Pool, we had some investigation done on the pool itself. We had some concrete cores done to check to make sure it was a fork in the road decision on what we could get accomplished with Cody Pool. And one component was we had the cores done on the concrete to verify the condition of, if you want to call it, the basin. Okay. And we checked the walls and the floors, and those came back they were in very good condition. So that helped with a direction on what we were going to be able to accomplish with the project.
Great. And the concrete's in great shape over there.
It's in really good shape, correct.
If, God forbid, a tornado would hit North Platte, Nebraska, but you might want to be in that field of that house over there.
It's strong concrete.
That's right. You might want to be there if one hits. So we've been working, we the city have been working, or various groups in the city have been working on improving specifically the rec center, but also some other components of recreation in North Platte for many, many years. So Bob, would you offer your impression or your thoughts on how long that's been going on? And I mean, I can think back clear into the mid-90s in my memory, but perhaps it's been going on even longer.
Right.
How did we get to where we are today?
And we constantly work to improve the rec center, but the formal master plans were started in the 90s. And so I think 99 was the one that we had professionally done with an architectural firm out of Colorado. And so we've worked off that, even though we haven't had the big additions up till now. And actually, a lot of what we had then is what we want now also, with more gym space, a safe place for people to walk and run, in addition to the pool area, so that especially in the gym space, we can have a gym to program out of and then a gym for the general walk-in public, so that we aren't overlapping and conflicting with what people want to do, and just give us the space to do it in. So the basics are a lot of what we worked on in the 90s. Now it's just bringing all that up to date, making it the fun aspect, the efficiency aspect, the sustainability part of it. And that's the next step, hopefully after Tuesday night, if the council approves the final contract with the architectural firm that we've recommended now.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Thanks for the history. So, Brent, tell us a little about the architect selection process. Bob did a great lead in there. So, we've been a long time coming to get to this point, since the 90s or so, and then about... As we all know, last year we had a ballot initiative, and we got the money to improve the rec center and the Cody Pool and Skate Park passed by the people at the last election. So that brought us to the point that we needed to select an architect. So give us the history, or give us the process, excuse me.
And maybe even going one step back to taking off a little further from where Bob was at. One component is there were multiple consultants. You mentioned in the 90s there was an architect that brought in from Denver, and then there was a programming analysis. Was that the Greenfield? Was that correct?
So Greenplay.
Green
so we
play,
had
thank
done,
you.
The city had done numerous surveys. We had done numerous in-house surveys of the patrons that used the rec center. Greenplay did a community-wide survey. Theirs was very important because then it wasn't just the recreation department saying, hey, this is what we need. They were the independent study that canvassed the community to see what they wanted. We had an architectural and engineering firm out of Colorado look at the current facility and tell us what's good, what needed to be changed. And that's one of the reasons why we're keeping part of the building and remodeling and adding on instead of starting all over again. One of the big things that we've heard through all of these years is if you can save big spaces, you save big money. So really, if our gym, if our current gym's in good condition, there wasn't really any sense to tear it down just to put up another gym. So if we want to be as fiscally responsible as possible, and all these studies have brought us to that point.
And that kind of backdrop then influenced a little bit some of our selection process, because we've had multiple consultants involved over the years, and we're at the point where we really, the big picture, the direction from the mayor is we wanted to have the best professionals involved with this process so we get the best product for the best price that we can get for the public when it's all said and done, because this is a generational type of project that it was 50 years ago ish that, you know, and hopefully it's going to be at least 50 years or maybe longer. None of us are going to be in the room, you know, when it's messed with again, hopefully. And so that thought process affected our selection process that we wanted to do the best.
Radio guys don't get to retire, so I might still be here. You guys might be. That's fine.
So we hope you get to retire someday.
With that backdrop, well, we went through a request for proposal process where we advertised and asked for proposals. And on the rec center, we got 7 proposals. We advertised in the Omaha paper and the North Platte paper, and we got 7 proposals. And they were all from very good firms. And on the Cody Pool side, we got two proposals back for the expansion. We did have some issues with FedEx and UPS with deliveries, which complicated some of the issues.
I think there was some weather involved in that.
Yeah, there's some weather, and
it was during one of those snowstorms, and
it wasn't here.
It wasn't here. It was in part of the country
that affected getting to us.
Gotcha.
And then after we received those, we had a team that went through and scored the proposals that the mayor had selected a team, and we went through those, and we ended up with three. And of the three finalists for the recreation center, we had in-person interviews with a committee that the mayor had selected for that. And so we went through and evaluated, rated the proposals and also the interviews. And honestly, when we got to the end, we had three excellent candidates, and it was really hard to pick. And that was a good place to be. Having a hard, good decision is a great thing.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, any of the three, I think we would have been happy with. But we needed to go further down into the weeds as far as getting the best one for our community. And so what we ended up with, and the mayor has, I think, summarized it very well in his press release, is, you know, we were looking for the expert on the recreation center. And it's more of a community recreation center. There's a difference between a university. If you go look at University of Nebraska-Lincoln, there's a difference for college kids. I mean, they have some staff and faculty, but they're predominantly aimed for 18 to 23-year-ish. Right. Whereas the rec center is zero, you know, it's the whole lifespan. And so it's a different programming and some different needs. And we landed with the RDG group that partnered with the North Platte Architects. And so we have a group that has 40 community recreation centers under their belt.
Oh, wow.
And over 220 sports-related complexes. So we have a well-represented group as far as the number of projects they've done. And then we also have the local components. So we had the local architects team together to bring some local knowledge, and there'll be some cost reductions just from the standpoint that they're here. They don't have to travel.
Mm-hmm. And having the local architects involved in the project is something that I'm pretty excited about, because A, there's a little bit of a cost reduction in there, but also, as the architects pointed out in their interview, they have to live here. So they have a vested interest in making sure that this goes well, because if not, you know, we all know them.
I ain't going to put their names on.
I don't mean that, but it's like any other thing in your community. When you live in your town, it's something that's as more near and dear to you than it might be if it was 500 miles from where you live.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to be a great component for us. We've got some excellent experience from the RDG people, as Brent cited, a lot going on there in their experience. And then Tanner's telling me we need to go to commercial. So I'll finish that thought. Let's do a quick break.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more Mugs in the Morning. We've got Bob and Brent and Mayor as well in studio here. Bob, Brent, Brandon. There we go.
Say that three times.
Yeah, the BBB Club. Isn't there a triple B rating or something like that?
Just go to commercial.
Okay, I don't have any more. Take a time out. Back with more on Mugs in the Morning. Welcome back on Mugs in the Morning, KODY, 1240 AM, 1061 FM, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Voles and Brent Rogo. For home, life, and auto insurance, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Jam-packed studio this morning. Mayor Brandon Kelleher co-hosting with us here this morning. And you brought along Bob Barr and Brent Berkland here talking the North Platte Recreation Center, Cody Pool Improvement, Skate Park Rebuild. Lot to cover. Without further ado, continue.
Well, thank you. One of the things that I found most interesting was reviewing all the architectural proposals for the rec center, because it really gave me some really cool ideas. And obviously, we probably can't do all those. But Bob, you've got decades of experience in this area. So as you reviewed those proposals, what were a couple of things that you found exciting, and maybe some ideas that maybe you had thought of, but maybe there was a picture of it in front of you? You know, tell us what you think.
I think one of the newest things that people will really enjoy, if we can get the especially the pool area reconfigured so it has an outside wall, is now people's water slides go outside. So they actually go outside the building. You can have lights in it, so you could have a 70s theme and it'll play 70s music while you're sliding down, or you can have a video of a shark looking like you're going to slide into its mouth or you slide off the edge of it. But not only is that fun, but that's very efficient, because then we aren't taking up indoor space that we have to heat and cool, and we'll have it in a run out instead of into the pool, so that we don't have to close areas of the pool just for people to use the water slide. And that's one of the big things that we really want to focus on. The whole building is multi-use in every area, so that we don't just have dead space. We can program it differently. We have a racquetball court that they have. One of the designs had like 10 different things that you can move in and out and use. We'll be able to do that in the turf area. As far as one of the biggest things that we get asked for will be the walking track. And I think that's what's going to make people really excited. We hear a lot of that, especially now with the mall, so that people can't go walk inside the mall. So whether we do it in the figure eight configuration that we had in the plans that people have seen now, or if we have to change it around to accommodate other things that we move, it'll be there. It'll be a safe place for people to go and enjoy that indoors.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. So, Brent, what do you think about, you're the engineer, so what are some of the important engineering considerations that you're excited about?
Bob got to do the fun one with the fun stuff with the slides, so I'll do the more, I don't know, the do engineering
the
side,
do the practical. The important background things, let's call them that.
The one interesting part on the team that we selected, they included as one of their standard services that they bring, is a virtual reality component that you can do a virtual walkthrough of the facility as they're going through the design process. So you can put on one of those virtual reality headsets, or they might have a video that you can walk through and see what a rendering might be. It won't be exact, but it would be at least a graphical view that you can walk through, look at the pool area, you can look at the track, look at how the glass might look, the lighting is impacted. They do lighting with it. I thought that was a real interesting thing for us visual people that need to see it, not just a piece of paper that's flat. It's, well, how tall is it, and what does it look like when you're standing next to it? I thought that was a really good part for everybody to have involvement, see what it's going to look like when we're getting closer to done.
Well, that's exciting, and we'll have to make sure that we make that available to the public as throughout the design process, at least at some point. So,
yes,
probably need a little more space out of the rec center, Bob.
Yeah. All right. We have 90 acres to in the park that we can fill up.
Well, that's exciting stuff. So you kind of touched on it already, Bob, but just to reiterate, what are a couple of the biggest design configurations or considerations that are going into the rec center? And let's talk about Cody Pool too. Maybe the things that are important to the public, but that they may not think about every day because they don't do your job.
So as far as space goes, the gyms and the pool are going to be the biggest configuration. We want to really increase the size of the weight room and the aerobics equipment and try and make that 24-hour access. That'll be a big thing that we've been asked about for a long time. As far as what the architects talked about in operations that I really liked, is they talked a lot about energy efficiency, but they also talked about employee efficiency. So there'll be an open floor plan, so when people are working at our front desk or at the cashier stand, they can see into the gyms, they can see into the pool. So right now, our cashiers look across the hallway and see a block wall. So we want to make it very efficient so that we aren't increasing the staff that we need too much. Obviously, with an extra 100,000 square feet, we're going to have to increase it. But we don't want to create blind spots in the pool for the lifeguards. We want to, like I said, we want the front desk people to be able to see all the entrances into the facility and see into the gyms and the pool. And so those are the big areas behind the scenes that we want to consider, again, to be fiscally responsible, but also to provide the best supervision for the facility.
Well, that's pretty exciting stuff. I mean, it is true that with the design of the building, we can help to control the overall operational cost as we move right. forward. So we're giving quite a bit of thought to that, as you just heard Bob talk about. We decided to negotiate with RDG and the North Platte Architects. And Brent, you kind of covered why we went that way, and I mentioned a little bit too, but what are some of the other things that you found interesting about their proposal?
I think some of it was, if you look at their team, this is a large project, so all of the proposals were teams. There isn't one firm that said they were going to do all of it A to Z. We had multiple with multiple parts, and I think the team that they had, the local presence was an important part. Even some of the local people that were the Omaha-based mechanical engineering, the principal for the, if you want to say, the HVAC component, the mechanical electrical, he's from McCook. He was on the swim team that used the rec center back in the day, and so he's familiar with it. I thought that was an intriguing part, and tying on to a little bit of what Bob had mentioned, mine, again, is the more boring part, but from the operation side, it's important, but the importance on the mechanical, electrical parts, specifically the airflow, Bob had mentioned some of the problems that had a redo in the 80s, and there's some mechanical problems now with the HVAC system, with it aging, and technology's changed, knowledge has changed, and so there's some new modern ways to keep our HVAC system, which is the air exchange, to keep the chlorine smell down from corroding components of the system. And then again, a focus was sustainability, keeping the cost down of the operation, the electrical bill or the gas bill, simple as possible. Mm-hmm. And so that was definitely a part of some of the selection on some of their background and knowledge on how to do that on our addition.
Okay. Now we've talked a lot about the rec center. Let's mention Cody Pool and the skate park a little bit here as we close our hour of conversation. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
we've talked
absolutely.
For a whole hour. Okay. So Bob Rec Center, or excuse me, Cody Pool, a couple design considerations. We're talking mm-hmm. about adding some things there. Talk about those for a second.
So the big features that people are really interested in now are the water slides, the outdoor water slides, the lazy river with the current, so they can either walk against it for exercise or they can float on the tubes around there. A zero depth entry into from 0 to 3 feet deep, so it's not just a baby pool anymore. It's for a wider variety of age groups, and they'll have little slides and little features in there. And then a splash pad that one of the things I really like about the way we have it designed now is in the summer it'll be for in with the pool, and then hopefully after the pool closes we can just move the fence and it'll be available to people in the park, so we'll get an extra 2 months before and 2 months after use out of that. And then if we can do it, we will put a building where the motors and things for the splash pad goes, but then we can also maybe have some bathrooms for the park in the off season that aren't just the porta potties, but some nice bathrooms for people to use a majority of the year.
Mm. Well, that's exciting stuff. Now the skate park is something that it's a small component. It's $500,000 of this whole $52.5 million project, but it's something that's important to a lot of people in our community. And one of the big questions has been, where is the skate park going to go? And the short answer is, I don't think we know. But go ahead and offer your comments.
Well, and I know we were going to try and squeeze in some of the timelines, and that's one of the reasons why the skate park timeline has been moved back a little bit, is we want to see what the final design for the rec center is, and then see if we can kind of keep it in the same location that it is now, or at least relatively close. I think the big features for the skate park, where everything before is above ground, is we'll try and put some bowls in there. We'll try and make some different runs. I know we want to kind of have one area for beginners and then another area for the more experienced skaters. And so it'll be a wide variety for everybody that wants to use it.
That's right. Brent, we've got about 30 seconds. Anything we need to think about from the engineering perspective? And what's the timeline?
Just generically on the timeline, we're planning on taking the pool and rec center to council on the 4th, the contract, get final approval. And the desire would be early next year to have a contractor on board to start construction. It'll probably be 18 months to 2 years for the construction period. And Cody Pool, we're looking at over the winter, fall, doing construction in fall and winter, excuse me, and continue in the spring. And hopefully be midsummer, late summer is what they're showing on their schedule. And all of this is dependent on some of our materials and availability. But that's just a high-level look at some of our schedule.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you guys for taking time out of your day to come and talk on the radio with me. I really appreciate it. This is probably the best radio show I've done so far. So we'll have to endeavor to get better every time.
Hey, you're on your way. I also want to mention, I think when we do the skate park, when it's finally done, I think we need like a mayor proclamation and he, you know.
Shows us
he's
his
an
moves.
Expert.
So yeah, that's right.
Break my elbow.
You got time.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Mayor, appreciate your time as always. We'll have you in maybe a month and a half or so, maybe again. And Bob, Brent, appreciate your guys' hard work on this. Looking forward to what this comes to here in a couple of years. Appreciate all the hard work. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.